This is episode number 2498 of the Who Cares News for Friday, August 4th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Cardi B will not face charges for throwing a microphone at a fan.
Yeah, we were worried about that yesterday.
I was kind of wondering. I had my doubts on that one. According to Cardi's lawyers, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department has decided that as a result of their investigation, there will be no charges against Cardi.
Okay, all right.
So Cardi B will not face charges for throwing a microphone at a fan who threw her a drink on her.
Well, whew. She had asked. I mean, we heard that later in all the clips. It's like, cool me off, baby. Cool me off, you know?
Well, that's all.
Splash me, I think is what she said. Splash me, right? So she got splashed. I don't know if it was water.
Well, it was clear.
Yeah, but that could have been gin or vodka.
It could have.
Yeah. And it could have been beer, you know, because we didn't see, you know. It was liquid.
There was liquid that was thrown at Cardi B on stage. That's what we do know.
We do know that.
And then in a lickety split, less than a millisecond.
Yeah.
She just, bam.
I mean, that was like a, what do you call that? Just like, it's not a knee-jerk reaction.
It was a knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah, it's like it's a muscle memory.
It was that fast. Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm splashed. Now it's time for me to throw a microphone at somebody.
So if she's not gonna get charges, then the person who threw it, I think they live close to by each other.
I haven't a clue.
I'd move.
Yeah, I would move. But the other thing, so the police aren't pressing charges, but I'm wondering if these people can still sue her. You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
I would think that the person was injured. Or, as we know,
she got
suffered emotional and psychological and mental,
right.
You know,
psychological stress, psychological damage. I'll never be the same. I'm dreaming of microphones flying from my head every night and women in orange on a stage singing.
Horrible.
And singing, splash me, splash me.
Jeez.
It's a horrible dream. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. All right, so anyway, shortly after Cardi B took to the social, formerly known as Twitter, to celebrate the news.
Yes.
Probe comes nearly a week after Cardi was doused with a drink during her performance in Vegas.
Yep.
She flung her microphone instantaneously at the fan who doused her.
Yeah.
Apparently, the microphone ricocheted off the offending fan, hit a bystander. So, the mic actually belongs to an audio production company called The Wave in Sin City.
Okay.
And the owner tells us he decided to auction it off to benefit a couple of charities. So, the current bid on eBay is just under $100,000.
Wow.
Right?
Some charities will enjoy that. That's awesome. Well, good. So, all's well that ends well. With Cardi and the microphones.
So far.
And the splashing. Splashing.
Well, we knew this was coming, I think. Candy Spelling is being slammed for her seemingly callous behavior toward her daughter.
I knew it.
Tori Spelling and the grandbabies.
I knew it.
Who were living in an RV down by the
ocean.
Down by the river. I mean, the ocean.
Actually, they are down by the river because that RV park is by the Santa Clara River.
That's true.
It floods every year that it rains here.
Man, if they were only in a van.
So close.
It's so close.
So close. Godspeed, Chris Farley, man. Godspeed.
Now, this is while their home is being eradicated of the black molds.
Wow, that's going to take some time. You mentioned that yesterday. I mean, this is not something that's going to, you know, going to go away like in a week. They're going to have to tear a lot of that house apart.
Whatever has the mold, they have to replace.
I say 6 weeks. 6 weeks.
That's what.
At the very earliest, yeah.
And the spore counts have to come back negative.
It's all the testing and blah, blah. It takes a week to get a test.
So we also learned that Tori has been reduced to shopping at Walmart.
Oh, yeah, right.
To care for her children. Oh,
Candy.
Have mercy.
Candy.
Meanwhile, Mom Candy seemingly ignored the headline making news and instead posted a video of homegrown flowers on the balcony of her multi-million dollar home.
She's in touch. You know what? We never hear about Tori's brother, but he probably just stays out of the spotlight because he's just like, I don't want to deal with
it. You know, but see, we watched Tori over the years. Her mama knows her. Her mama
I get
knows
that, but I mean,
that if she was given $5 million, it would have been gone in less than 31 days.
I guess you're right. She wouldn't have her money. And, I mean, Tori and her brother are going to get her money when she dies. She's not going to leave it to the cats.
Maybe, but she might leave it to her grandkids.
Oh, that's true.
You know, if she puts it in for a, trust least, for her grandkids.
Yeah, the grandkids would be taken care of.
Yeah.
She made sure that they got their private school and blah, blah.
So, anywho.
But now they're living in an RV down by the river.
Now, many of Candy's followers were not impressed, labeling the socialite 77 shameful and selfish.
Yes. Now, I happen to agree with that.
Well, as we know, Candy inherited a reported $600 million when her hubby Aaron Spelling died in 2006.
And then whatever she sold that house for was on top of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it was paid off. So I think she sold it. Was it $200 million? It was quite a bit of money.
Her and Tori and her brother Randy, they were bequeathed just $800,000 in their daddy's will.
So in 2006, that was a seemingly a lot of money at one point.
But it sounds like daddy knew her as well. And I mean, all the money's gone.
Well, she was supposed to be an actress.
Right.
She was going to be an actress. And so she should have had a career. But
yeah,
she didn't have a lot of talent. That's all I'm going to say about that.
There's that.
Hey.
Well, she knew how to have kids.
With our memories and apologies to Chris Farley today. And Halle Berry. More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.